Do you see faces in things? Perhaps you might see a scowl at the front of a house, or a surprised face in a bowling ball, or a grimace in an apple. Seeing faces in everyday objects is a well-known phenomenon called pareidolia. And now psychologists have worked out why there's a man in the moon and not a woman, and why Jesus appeared on a slice of toast and not Mary. Jess Torbett is a researcher with the University of Queensland's School of Psychology and my guest. Welcome. How common is this ability to see human faces in everyday objects, and why? What's behind it?
It's a very common thing. I think we all have this experience at one time or another. And what these results are now telling us is when people do see an illusory face in their burnt toast or in their coffee, chances are they're seeing young males.
Why?
We're not exactly sure of the exact reason why. What we're typically doing is we're trying to understand why, you know, how the brain responds to different kinds of faces and visual features and how it detects faces in everyday life. And what we've concluded is that the minimal information that we need to detect a face is not sufficient to see that face is female, which might explain why we put dresses on the icon for the female bathrooms and things like that.
And this was based on more than 4,000 people. Do you understand why we mostly see men and not women?
No. All we know at this point is that we have these kind of cognitive biases that underlie the things that we see. It'll be a little while before we understand exactly why the male bias is so predominant in this case. but it is definitely there.
And that bias is, you know, women and men share that bias?
Indeed, yes. The participants were about 50% male and 50% female, and both had these particular biases.
Under what circumstances do people identify female faces?
We're not sure. And anecdotally, when I look at the examples of these illusory faces that are perceived as female, they tend to have eyelashes or very predominant lips some kind of feature that we may associate with females. So it could be that is the additional information that the brain needs to see these things as female.
It's not only gender. You found people can also reliably detect emotion, age, and gender in these faces. Can you give us some examples?
The faces tend to be a mixed bag in terms of expression, but a lot of these faces are sort of very uber happy and very angry. So they all have a particular, very specific expression, and people can identify that very easily. They also seem to have a very specific age. So the majority of these illusory faces are seen as, I think, 0 to 10 or 20 to 29. So they're quite young under most circumstances. And yeah, the majority of them are also perceived as male. So that tells us that, you know, when you see one of these faces in your burnt toast, you're likely seeing a young male.
So who are we likely to see? Is it the young male? Is it people we personally know, or well-known politicians or celebrities? Like, how does it work?
Well, that's a very interesting question. So a lot of the times when we run these experiments, people come out and tell us that they recognize certain individuals. Like we have some examples of face pareidolia that look like Donald Trump or Prince Charles, people that have sort of characterized features and highly recognizable sort of facial features. And so people do sometimes recognize these examples as particular people. I think the famous example is the Jesus in the toast, and other religious icons tend to appear quite frequently. So, I mean, there is something about us where we want to give these people, we want to recognize them, we want to see them as people that we might know. We don't know a whole lot about that process just yet. That's probably the next step is understanding, you know, the narrative that we can see and pull down from these simple illusions. But we definitely generate whole stories about who these people are that are appearing on our trees and what they're doing there.
The big question, Jess, have you ever found the Holy Grail, an image of yourself?
I really want to. I can't tell you. I keep looking for something that, you know, may look like me or, you know, my husband or my dog or something like that. But I've never found anything that I personally recognize now.
And is there sort of a dangerous question to ask, inviting the listeners to make disparaging remarks? I don't know why I'm going here, but I'm going to.
Oh,
I don't see faces. It doesn't happen to me. Is there something wrong with me?
Look, there... One of the next phases of our sort of line of investigation is going to be looking at individual differences and group differences, because what we really want to understand is whether everybody sees these things and whether that's all the time or whether there are different stages in your life where you might not see faces as frequently. So I don't know. You know, I think there's probably a continuum for what's normal, and we want to try and understand what that range involves. So some people tell us that they don't see them very regularly, and other people tell us that they see faces all the time. So I think all of these experiences are pretty normal.
Diplomatically answered. Hey, Jess, thanks for coming on.
No problem. Thank you.
Jess Torbett is a researcher with the University of Queensland School of Psychology.